ISE 3 listening task. You're going to hear part of a lecture about the media. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready?
There is nothing new about media panics. Every year, there seems to be a fresh reason for the public to panic, according to the newspapers and television, whether it's falling standards in education or the rising tide of rubbish in our cities. But in these different tales of woe, there's a common factor. The cause is generally attributed to the youth of today and their strange new ways. One year, long hair raises the vision of chaos, anarchy, and disobedience. A decade later, our worries are focused on hairstyles that are too short. The world moves on, but is it progress or decay? It's a bit like the glass half full or glass half empty example, more a matter of perception than having any actual basis in reality. Our fears in the 21st century centre on advances in technology. Despite enjoying all the benefits, we feel pessimistic about the consequences. People claim they're not worried for themselves, but for those who have less judgment, the young, the less educated. Yes, there's convenience and enjoyment to be had in modern computer technology, but surely there must be a downside. Think, for example, of what has happened to language and communication. No longer do we have to write a letter by hand, first finding the pen and ink, carefully composing a letter on paper, then buying a stamp, and taking the envelope to the post box. A few keystrokes on the computer, or worse, the tablet or smartphone, and a message is sent and received in seconds. Let alone the skills of handwriting, there is no need even to spell or punctuate correctly. Some fear that words themselves will soon be redundant, as emoticons or the latest emojis replace them. Human communication will revert to the early humans' grunts, gestures, and basic signs and pictures they fear. There are regular news stories, after all, about children beginning to use text message abbreviations in their school essays. Did the same outcry and hand-wringing greet the advent of the printing press, I wonder? This invention of Johannes Gutenberg's in the 15th century revolutionized language and communication, replacing the laboriously handmade book with the potential to produce multiple copies with ease. There is nothing new about printing. It is established and familiar, used by old and young, and so it holds no fears. We would hate to do without the comfort of ready access to print. And yet, when the printing press first emerged, this new young invention was also viewed with suspicion by society's elders.
Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now, listen to the talk again. This time, make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me the speaker's attitude to media panics in general, and in particular, concerns about the effects of technology on language use. Are you ready?
There is nothing new about media panics. Every year, there seems to be a fresh reason for the public to panic, according to the newspapers and television, whether it's falling standards in education or the rising tide of rubbish in our cities. But in these different tales of woe, there's a common factor. The cause is generally attributed to the youth of today and their strange new ways. One year, long hair raises the vision of chaos, anarchy, and disobedience. A decade later, our worries are focused on hairstyles that are too short. The world moves on, but is it progress or decay? It's a bit like the glass half full or glass half empty example, more a matter of perception than having any actual basis in reality. Our fears in the 21st century centre on advances in technology. Despite enjoying all the benefits, we feel pessimistic about the consequences. People claim they're not worried for themselves, but for those who have less judgment, the young, the less educated. Yes, there's convenience and enjoyment to be had in modern computer technology, but surely there must be a downside. Think, for example, of what has happened to language and communication. No longer do we have to write a letter by hand, first finding the pen and ink, carefully composing a letter on paper, then buying a stamp, and taking the envelope to the post box. A few keystrokes on the computer, or worse, the tablet or smartphone, and a message is sent and received in seconds. Let alone the skills of handwriting, there is no need even to spell or punctuate correctly. Some fear that words themselves will soon be redundant, as emoticons or the latest emojis replace them. Human communication will revert to the early humans' grunts, gestures, and basic signs and pictures they fear. There are regular news stories, after all, about children beginning to use text message abbreviations in their school essays. Did the same outcry and hand-wringing greet the advent of the printing press, I wonder? This invention of Johannes Gutenberg's in the 15th century revolutionized language and communication, replacing the laboriously handmade book with the potential to produce multiple copies with ease. There is nothing new about printing. It is established and familiar, used by old and young, and so it holds no fears. We would hate to do without the comfort of ready access to print. And yet, when the printing press first emerged, this new young invention was also viewed with suspicion by society's elders.
Now, tell me the speaker's attitude to media panics in general, and, in particular, concerns about the effects of technology on language use. You have 1 minute to talk.